Suddenly, it was as if lightning moved through my chest. I was so awestruck that over the next few weeks, whenever I saw people, they seemed like a magician's illusions, in that they appeared to inherently exist, but I knew that they actually did not. This is when I began to understand that it is truly possible to stop the process of creating destructive emotions by no longer assenting to the way I and other phenomena appear to exist. Every morning I meditate on emptiness, and I recall that experience in order to bring it into the day's activities. Just thinking or saying I, as in I will do such and such, will often trigger that feeling. But still, I cannot claim full understanding of emptiness. The meaning of being set up by conceptuality. In the beginning, pretty flowers or a wonderful house appear to exist in and of themselves across from the subject. But in the end, nothing over there is capable of confirming such an existence. Rather, the mind's perception is their source. This is the case for all phenomena. When sought, they cannot be found to exist in their own right, despite appearances to the contrary. Nowadays, in a similar way, physicists are discovering that phenomena do not exist objectively in and of themselves, but exist in the context of involvement with an observer. It is by way of their helping and harming, which are dependent on consciousness, that they exist. They never did, nor do, nor ever will exist from their own side, in their own right. They exist through the power of the mind, through the power of conventions. In the passage cited at the beginning of this chapter, Buddha says that the whole world is dependent on conceptual thinking. Similarly, Aryadeva's 400 stanzas on the yogic deeds of bodhisattvas says, since desire and so forth do not exist without conceptuality, who with intelligence would hold that these are real objects and are also conceptual?